David Vaughan.
The early 1950s in Czechoslovakia was a pretty bleak period in the country's history, but there was also some escape from politics. In 1952, the Summer Olympics were held in the Finnish capital Helsinki, and the undisputed hero of the Games was the greatest Czech runner of all time, Emil Zátopek. Despite his extraordinary style, with his face contorted, his head and torso swinging, and making sounds that earned him the nickname of the Czech locomotive, he went to Helsinki having already twice broken the world record over 20 kilometres. His dream at the Olympics was to win two gold medals in the 5,000 and 10,000 metres. Czechoslovak radios Bohuš Ujček and Vítězslav Mokroš were there to report on the event. First, on July the 20th, came the 10,000 metres.
Nepřekonatelný finish! Už je v poslední zatáčce! Předbíhá do cílové rovinky!
The excitement was enormous as Zátopek pulled ahead in the final few hundred metres and steamed across the line, breaking the Olympic record in the process. Four days later, on July the 24th, 1952, came the 5,000 metres final. This race was even more dramatic, and the excitement of the two radio reporters reached an even higher pitch as Zátopek surged ahead from fourth to first place in a dramatic last lap that saw Britain's Christopher Chataway fall as his foot caught on the curb. Once again, Emil Zátopek had won gold and broken the Olympic record, but it had been a tough race.
Nakonec jsem byl rozhodnut, že v posledním kole, že to rozpálím. A když jsem to provedl, tak nebyl ani stopu.
I decided to try for a break in the last lap, he told reporters. So I spurted ahead, which the others weren't expecting. By the time they'd seen what was happening, I'd got ahead in time for the last spurt before the finishing line, and so I won it. But this wasn't all. At the Helsinki Olympics, Zátopek also ran what was, amazingly, his first ever marathon. That was just 3 days later, on July the 27th. The Olympic fanfare sounded as the leading athlete entered the stadium for the final few hundred metres.
Hlásíme republice! Štábní kapitán Emil Zátopek bíhá v maratonském běhu.
No prizes for guessing who was in front.
V Helsinkách jako první do cíle. Usmívá se a protrl pásku.
And the reporter describes how Emil Zátopek smiles as he collapses across the line. He had won an astonishing three gold medals, each time breaking the Olympic record. Afterwards, he described in English the moment of winning the marathon.
I was frightened that I will collapse or something. 1 kilometer later, I stood alone. It was a great surprise for me. Without drinking or eating, I ran till the stadium. Only the tape saved me that I did not collapse.
At the time, Emil Zátopek sympathized with the new political order in Czechoslovakia. But 16 years later, he openly condemned the Soviet invasion of the country in August 1968. As a punishment, he was made to work in a uranium mine, and it was many years before he was to be rehabilitated. He died on November the 21st, 2000, at the age of 78, and his funeral was attended by the president of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaranch, who described him as the embodiment of the Olympic spirit.